Good morning, good evening. Whenever you're listening, it's great to be with you as we get ready for round four. We're very comfortable here because we've got a nice roomy desk today. Joel Kane is here.
No computer and no Cole Mourner.
Tell the audience where Sean Ormerod is.
Okay, well, he's in a COVID lockdown at the moment, so we're accepting of that, right?
You're accepting, you continue.
Well, no, I'm accepting of the fact that it's a COVID lockdown because his partner's got the COVID for the first time, so they've finally caught up with him. He's not got it.
That's
and
right.
And he's not got an excuse for not being here on Zoom.
You've said, firstly, close contacts don't exist anymore, do they? That's not a rule.
So he's not sick. And he was offered the Zoom opportunity.
Who lives in Erskineville.
Yeah.
They have internet in Erskineville.
Correct.
He has a mobile phone.
Correct.
Which has 4G, 3G, 5G.
Yeah.
I assume he has Wi-Fi.
It just can't be stuffed.
I don't want to say things I can't take back. Sean is getting a bit of the Wallies and Hammies about him.
Oh.
Sean is starting to think that he's a bit big for this. That he's doesn't need to do this.
Right.
None of us need to do this. We do it because we like doing it.
Yeah.
But there's no excuse. You think I'm joking? This is gross unprofessional. It's not the first time he's done this. Where I think his exact quote was, I couldn't be, it's all too much effort. Or so, it was something in that regard. I'm trying to find it on the WhatsApp group. But Sean is just getting a little ahead of himself. Now, he sounds good on radio.
Yeah.
I hear he's bit, there's a talent there.
Yeah,
he's a good-looking kid.
Yep.
There's something there.
He's got, back in the day, he would have been chomping at the bit to come here, wouldn't he?
That's right.
Back in the day.
He's, nah, mate, too hard basket. I'll just flick through tips and best and the lads can mention them. Well, I'm just going to take next week off. I'm just not going to turn up. So, wow.
Nah, mate.
Are you, see, people are thinking, is he being theatrical or is he being serious? Well, I'm being mildly theatrical, but I'm serious. I'm pissed off. I'm absolutely pissed off.
There you go.
That Sean Ormerod has decided that, it doesn't feel like it.
So people at home are thinking, is this like the Oscars? Is this real? Is he really having a crack at him? Is this contrived? Is this theatre? So is he?
I'm calling it a co-Vicky. Now, surely is an old term.
I thought using COVID as an excuse for a
day off.
I thought you were on the source when you posted that, a co-Vicky. That is awful.
Why is that awful?
It's a shocker.
It marries COVID and sicky.
Oh, co-Vicky.
Don't tell me people aren't taking co-Vickies, because now you know the great thing about a co-Vicky.
Oh, co-Vicky.
I'll grant you, we need a better term.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's a COVID sicky.
I agree, they're taking them.
But the beautiful thing is, you don't just get a day off; you get the week.
Yeah.
You get the week.
Yeah.
And I think there is a blatant co-Vicky, COVID sicky, going on here. By the way, speaking of Hammy, Shane Warne Memorial tonight.
Mm.
I forgot to Bambi Hammy, the Melbourne funny bloke for Sportsbet.
He loves his show, by the way.
I'm a big fan of Hammy, but again, you've just got to call people out when the balloons just got a bit. He's photographed himself. No, he's got someone to photo him from a distance with the jumper over the shoulder.
Oh, is this the
paying
is this
tribute
the,
to Warnie?
The statue down there.
I have no problem with the paying tribute to Warnie and even going up there, but it was the shot from distance.
Yeah.
It was the shot from distance. I thought, wow.
What was the caption? Do you remember the caption?
I can't remember. He wasn't the only one to do it. The Warnie Memorial, by the way. Good morning to you, by the way.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Good morning.
Firstly, why is Eddie giving press conferences? I just hope this is more a Shane Warne memorial than an Eddie Maguire reclamation project. That's my fear when he says it's going to be memorial / sportsman night / concert. And I thought, geez, the only thing that's missing is it's more than the game as the theme. Is that what's going to start the Shane Warne?
I reckon 50,000 people.
Well, now 65.
65?
65.
You've got to give it to the Melbournians. They do that stuff very well.
Well, I'm surprised it's only 65 in that that's how many tickets they put out. I would have thought I found it strange they announced 50 at the start. Why not just say, we're having the memorial, it's a ballot system.
Is it a ticketed event?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They had a ballot system, I think. And then so they've just released another 15. Anyway, Eddie will do a great
job.
I'm taking the piss out of Eddie because there is no better host for this.
How many go to the SCG?
150. No one goes to the SCG.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's...
Why would you go? It's on TV. It's on TV. Yeah. Why would you go? It's pissing down. You're going to sit what? Sit on the grass.
Will there be 10,000 people there?
At the SCG?
Yeah.
150 people. Honestly.
Yeah.
Why would you go to the city? Unless there were speakers there, like doing something away from... If there was an add-on.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't... I've got the comfort of my home.
Just to stream it through to the... To the big screen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hammy, Eddie, I love you. I'm just a bit tired. And
geez, you haven't missed Hammy. You've referenced him twice.
No, I'm giving him credit.
Oh, the compliment sandwich.
The compliment sandwich. Yeah. That's right. That's right. But no, hang on. You know, there's things that need to be said. Will Smith, how'd you handle it on radio on Monday?
We just opened the floor. I don't easily get offended, Dan. I'm not part of the outrage brigade, right? I don't really care. What do you think about it?
I've thought of nothing else for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Firstly,
come on.
I've just got to be very careful here because I've got some things to say about the Jada.
Yes.
I don't think he's a great human.
No.
Who happens to have alopecia. By the way, she doesn't look like she has alopecia. She looks like she has a shaved head.
Yes.
She actually looks pretty good. So I can understand Chris Rock making a strange joke, but...
He hammered her last time he hosted as well.
Yes, he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
So is it legit, first and foremost? Is the whole thing legit? Is there anything contrived in it?
When it was initially... I didn't watch it live.
Mm.
And I thought... There was something about the way it was shot. It was the perfect angle.
And he had his chin out.
Chin out. But remember, Chris Rock's a performer, and he's like he doesn't want to show any fear. He's a fearless comedian,
yeah.
So I can get the sort of fake bravado of hands behind there. I get that.
Yeah.
But I think I'm like everyone. As soon as
so was the slap real?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
But if it was just the slap, I'd go, well, that's a bit. But it was the mouthing off.
Yep.
And you know what? I've never been prouder of being an Australian than when the world went nuts for the Australian feed. I love living in a country where that stuff goes straight to air
at
2 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, God, I love this country.
Yeah,
I love this country.
Right.
Were you not just a little bit proud?
Weren't they pinching that? Without the beeps, it just travelled, didn't it?
Oh. And it was just, I love it. It was just some bloke just taking, filming his TV. So I'm fascinated how this plays out. Can you believe that he wasn't escorted from the venue and was allowed to give that speech 20 minutes, 40
minutes
later?
Well, he wins it. Like, for somebody to... It looked like a breakdown, didn't it?
Yes.
It looked like a breakdown live. For somebody to give that... performance, if you want to call it that, rightly or wrongly, and then to win the bloody thing.
How do you... Well, he knew he was going to win. That's the thing. I mean, that's the... He had the perfect chance. Say nothing. Firstly, shouldn't have laughed at the... Like, just... Chris Rock has been going after both of them for 15 years,
yeah.
So he shouldn't have even pretended to laugh. He should have just said... Remember Russell Crowe years ago just scowled?
Yeah.
Some comedian was giving it to him? Yeah, good.
Because they're all paranoid about that camera being on them for that reaction on every given joke, aren't they?
Don't pretend you don't like Chris Rock. You hate him.
Yeah.
And he's given you reason to hate him. But imagine if he could have ended Chris Rock's career.
Yep.
If he came up on stage...
As the winner,
and said, by the way, you know, did the whole I'm a vessel of love bullshit. You know, what garbage. But then he said, by the way, you know... As celebrities, as, you know, movie stars, come up with a different term, as actors, we know that we are fodder for comedians, but what happened tonight was totally out of line. My wife has alopecia, which, as many people have pointed out, is not cancer, is not leukemia.
What is it? It's a hair loss thing.
It's a hair loss thing. It's not a pleasant condition, but, you know, let's not treat it like... She's in palliative care.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's come on. And if he would have made Chris Rock look one inch tall, and I think he would have done serious damage to Rock's career. Now, Rock, this is the most fascinating thing, and we will get to footy, I promise. We will get to footy. What does Chris Rock do next? He hasn't said anything.
No.
Now, he's smart enough to know the longer you wait, the more valuable those first words are so valuable. He can't be... Well, maybe he will, but don't throw it away on Instagram with a statement. Don't go on a radio show. Don't go on the Today Show. Well, you can, but you've got to get some serious coin.
So what are you thinking? What are you proposing?
He's doing a tour at the moment with Kevin Hart, a stadium tour. I gather all the material. He's going to have to reference it. I think reference it briefly, but I think Netflix, 6 months.
Oh.
And you just say to Netflix, right?
A little doco.
Not a doco, a stand-up gig. And it's just all out there. It's just his response.
Yeah.
And here's what I would love to know. You could see in his mind, he was rattled, but you could see in his mind he had a line ready to go.
And you reckon he held it back?
He held it back. He just read he saw the eyes and thought, man, this bloke could kill me. If I say what I'm going to say, it would have been about Jada's infidelity or
the open marriage or whatever it is.
So it's an open marriage. Jada gets around.
Yeah.
Don't hear about Will getting around.
No. So is the story go that Jada...
Hang on. The biggest star in the world.
Yeah.
Don't hear about him getting around.
No.
I think that's very...
Does the story go Jada... Did she hook up with one of their son's mates?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
For quite some time.
Wow.
And God bless them. It's an open marriage, but... Now, let's get to footy, eh?
Yeah.
And we will get to our scores, but before that, what'd you make of the Mitch Barnett 6 weeks?
Oh, look, I think it's way too heavy, personally. Like, I was of the view, and I thought the reckless charge was a fairly safe charge. You couldn't prove intention, and the lighter end was careless, which they were going for. Look, I would have been happy with careless. He's already cost them a game. They were leading 6-4. And these days, the skill level these days, if you're down to 12 for a half a game, you're just simply cooked, don't you? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but it's a cocked elbow.
I mean, but he wasn't at any stage looking at him.
So what?
Yeah,
but his instinct was cocked elbow.
But his gait was, like, if you watch his gait of his leg, and look, I've been smashed on social media because social media is a beautiful place, but I've been smashed because I said, look, I like to see the good in people. For what it's worth, I believe Mitch Barnett tried to say something positive about someone and everyone just comes in tumbling.
I thought Kenny wrote a fair article, but it was very orchestrated from Newcastle. Very smart from Newcastle. Very smart. They've gamed the system, right? So once or twice a year, you get these really egregious referred straight to the judiciaries. And they worked it out. He's not going to be found innocent. So we're going to fall on our sword, plead guilty, and go with the good bloke theory. He's had a hard life. I didn't mean it. And I read that piece and thought, well, he's not the thug that he appears to be. And when I say appears to be, I mean the evidence that we've had is that he's a hothead. Hothead's the word I should have used, not thug. Well, maybe there's a bit more to him. And I think that article saved him 2 weeks. I think that's an eight-week charge.
8 week charge?
Absolutely. Elbow, please. Cocked elbow to the head. Please. What if he breaks his jaw?
Look, he's running this way. Chris Smith is the one running direct to him, right? Mate, at no stage does he look at him. If there's any kind of intent, if I'm going to whack you, I'm going to have a little subtle glance to go for you. He had his eyes for the ball the whole time.
So why is his elbow up there?
Because naturally that's what happens. Like, if somebody broke into your car, Dan, right, you'd naturally go like this.
Oh.
You'd naturally do.
It's a long way from that to that.
But it's elbow up. And we're looking at different angles. Anyway, that's my opinion. Catch and release. Yeah,
are we football or Rex Hunt's fishing adventures? Jesus. But I thought and that's Newcastle have worked it out. See, South got it wrong last year and Latrell saying, oh, the media influences the judiciary, it's not fair. Yes, the media does influence the judiciary. Well, you've got to work out how to manipulate the media to your advantage.
I agree with that. Dan, he's already copped a game which has cost his team, which that 1 week suspension for the game he played in, if you like, that's more expensive than him not being there with 13 on the
field. I understand that. I understand.
So it's a 7-week ban, essentially, and with a guaranteed loss just about. So I personally think it's heavy.
He doesn't have a good record, though.
No, but that's not supposed to matter now.
It's not supposed to, but it does. If a guy is... if that was his first offence in 7 years of football, you'd go, well, maybe it isn't his go. Maybe that...
What would you have rather copped on the weekend? Would you rather cop the Mitch Barnett... elbow, if you want to call it that, or the Nelson Asafa Solomona shot, what would you rather be the recipient of?
I don't want an elbow on the head. I don't want to be blindsided by an elbow on the head. Now, Nelson, yes.
When it's an elbow, right, is he... If somebody's running to me and my elbow's up, right? So Chris Smith has run into his elbow. Has he actually forcibly pushed the elbow towards Chris Smith?
He has cocked the elbow. It's
you actually see him step away. Like he's actually running towards the play, Joel, and at the last minute, he actually steps in a left direction.
Joel, the judiciary, you should have been in the defence of Mitch Barnett. The judiciary is one room over that way. But as for Solomon, that's a joke.
I don't think that elbow goes a millimetre towards Chris Smith. Okay. I believe that's Chris Smith coming into him.
We've finished with that subject. Yes. As for Solomon, though, I'm in lockstep with you there. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
He's eyed him and clocked him.
Can I talk about another issue in the game?
Please.
And this is affecting games, right? So the Warriors defeat the Tigers in... the Tigers were the best team on the park, right? I know you didn't see much of the game.
From what I saw, I think calling anyone the best team in the park is a
Warriors
stretch.
Scored two... One try was a cross-field kick.
Oh, it was arsey tries. They scored arsey tries.
Arsey try, right? Arsey tries. The Tigers had four. So right on half time, if Stafford Tyre catches it cleanly, he scores.
Yeah.
Dane Laurie should have just put the ball down. He scores. Young Madden goes through. If he links up with Nofaluma, he scores. And Luciano Leilua actually scored a try. There was four tries. Yeah. Tigers were comfortably the best team in two very ordinary sides. Mm. So the Warriors... But this is where I'm getting to. The Tigers had eight replacements. The Warriors had 10. Mm. So what they're doing, Dan, Jazz Tafunga came on after half an hour of the game, which he would typically do anyway. Chanel Harris-Tavita comes off with an issue, which is a non-issue. He's playing this weekend. When he comes back onto the field, Josh Curran comes off the field. And Josh Curran has been coming off around the hour mark. The NRL can so easily fix this manipulation. So they get Jazz Tavunga on and it costs them nothing. They get Josh Curran off and it costs them nothing.
Hang on, why did Tavunga come on for free? Was Harris Tavita?
Harris Tavita HIA.
He had a HIA.
Which was nothing in it, right?
Okay, fine.
So what I'm saying is, if you made it compulsory that the player goes back on for the player who came on for them, the Warriors still have the situation where they've got to spend an interchange to get Josh Curran off.
Yeah.
It's until they change that.
I think that's a better system, what you're proposing, but it won't stop the manipulation. But it's a better system.
But then if you want to get Jazz Tavunga on, you've got to at least spend one. It's halving the rort.
I understand that. Yeah, okay, fair. That's better than what we currently have. But it does bother me that we know the rort's been going on for years and we don't do anything about it. I mean, they tried to change the rule so if it's... it has to be a sin bin for it to be a free change. That was the claim, wasn't
it? It has to be reportable. Reportable.
Yeah.
The free change... No, that was about getting the 18th man on the field, wasn't it? If it was a sin bin...
No, I thought the new rule for concussion was... HIA is a freebie, but now isn't a HIA a freebie?
If you're back within 15.
If you're back within 15.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And that's what they're doing. That's got nothing to do with reports or sin bins.
But they're going down. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Jazz Tavunga conveniently goes on after half an hour. I'm not accusing the Warriors of anything, and they're playing within the rules.
I think all 16 clubs have manipulated this rule at some point.
Josh Curran in 3 weeks has come off at 55, 50, and last week 60. Last week was free. That's my point. Make it so you have to replace the player who came on for you.
Okay. All right. We had some winners last week. Let's look at them. Well, as the late Meatloaf said, 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I'm the one again.
Ain't bad. You've cost us an all-up.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear excuses about Mitch Barnett and you.
That was the greatest bet of the year, and it got rolled.
I only saw bits, but from what I saw, Newcastle were competing very well with Penrith. In the early bits I saw, I get off the plane, and it's 24-12 or 24-6 or something, and I didn't even know Barnett had been sent off.
We were travelling 6 points to four. They're leading, and then Barnett. I was in a golf club at the time. Barnett goes down, and you just knew it was cooked. And it was still flirting to win, plus 12.5, and then they score on the bell to beat us.
But okay, happens. My Parramatta got up, and Sean's
lock of the week got up again. Bulldogs with the start.
Bulldogs, who did they play? Mole Manly.
Oh, the other thing he said, oh, that never Raiders like... might be good things, Raiders.
Don't acknowledge
he was
Sean.
Right in the end,
don't acknowledge
he?
Sean.
Can you believe that?
If he doesn't want to turn up, he doesn't get acknowledged. Now we do the leaderboard. The man we don't acknowledge is 3 from 3 with his best bets. And I had the Eels, and we're talking best bets here. You see, again, we're contractually obliged to put up the full scores, which are not pleasant. But again, we keep telling you, we're only tipping these because we have to. I don't have the scores in front of me, but I'm sure there's a graphic that's going to accompany us. I know I got 4 out of 8. It's tough going when you're actually pretty happy to only get half the wins.
Yeah. What I want to ask you today, Dan, which we should be doing each week, is we are tipping at the line, right? What would your bet be in that game?
You know how many times this year the line has been the one that's done me? I've had the winner, but I've gone the other way with the line.
Yep.
Or the line hasn't held. I reckon it's happened 5 times.
Wow.
I reckon it's happened a lot. I didn't look at it this week, but... It's happening a lot more than it used to. And just on the best bets, the man we don't acknowledge tells us that we are on best bets 18% profit.
Yes, a dollar on every tip, you're up 18%.
18%. That's very nice. That's very nice. Now, our favourite part of the show. Now, Oscars.
You're on your own today. I've got none. And Sean's not here, so...
Oh, he wouldn't provide one anyway. Well, not today, boys. Now, the Oscars and the incident masked a couple of things. Firstly, host not funny. But what the hell was Liza Minnelli... Poor Liza Minnelli, who's hardly with us.
Yeah.
Not only do they put her on stage, which is fine. She's wheeled out by Lady Gaga. It's a beautiful moment. It's 50 years since Cabaret. Okay, fine. And sort of Lady Gaga. It's a lovely... Oh, no. But then they let Liza... I mean, Liza clearly has serious issues. And they just let her talk. I mean, who made that decision?
Did the Oscar music come out on Liza? That would have been...
It should have. Because she started... I mean, I felt so sorry for her and her family. And, I mean, this is 5 minutes after Anthony Hopkins was a little bit slow. Probably it was a boxer that had won fight too many. I felt sorry. These are legends.
Yeah.
These are legends who can't say no. I mean, it's the Oscars. You're going to be asked to speak for 5 minutes. So that would be my...
That's a fair Bambi. Whacking.
No, I'm not whacking
them. No, for her being exposed.
Her being exposed? Yeah. Like, how do you not speak to her before the show and go, oh, I tell you what, okay, let Lady Gaga...
Let's pivot
Liza,
here.
Hi, Liza. Yeah. Wonderful to be here. She says one thing. Great. Everyone standing over. Lady Gaga takes over. Now, over there at the SCG last Friday night, Buddy Franklin kicks the goal. The bloke grabs it. And runs away.
The football. Yeah.
And the minute he posts himself with the ball, it was all over. He was not going to profit from this scenario. But what about the Swans?
Yeah.
What about the gall of the Sydney Swans to say, can we please have it back? We'll set up a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a ball that was valued at $50,000 minimum.
Hang on. Is it his ball? So this week in the National Rugby League, can everyone just keep the ball as it's kicked into the crowd?
Finders keepers is a motto that I've gone by.
So you can. So you can just sit there. Like, it's not his ball, actually.
Firstly, As I said, the minute he put himself up on social media, it's all over, yeah. Right? He has to give it back because he's now identified himself. So he can't put it on eBay. He can't do anything. No. He's actually stuffed himself. No. But the gall of the Swans, that's my... Not him. He didn't play it well. I mean, he went to all that effort to catch the ball just to give it back. You're right. The AFL, being the AFL, it's our ball. There's nothing in the tickets that said you own the ball.
Yeah.
And I would love it if, you know, a hotshot lawyer said, let's challenge that in court. I'll put the, you know, if Lee Hadjipantelis said, you know what, I think we could beat. Let's make an example of this. But anyway, I'm going down a rabbit hole. But anyway, they ended up giving him, I think, a 5-year membership at the Swans. I just found that. Just what, for the sake of being nice.
Yeah.
I just found that the whole thing is a little...
What did you make of the ashes?
What were the ashes?
Well, you didn't see the Nan's ashes sprinkled on. Look, so people were taking all these opportunities to propose on the field. One lady had sprinkled her Nan's ashes.
Oh, you know what? I can't be a hypocrite. When Tony Lockett did it...
Did you?
I went on there... And I was one of the... There was no phones
back in those days, was there?
No.
Everyone was filming it.
No. And that's why I thought what caused the near crash is that people are now turning around looking at their phone. No spatial awareness.
No.
That actually got very dangerous.
But what was... Like, people were complaining, oh, you shouldn't have done it and blah, 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 blah. But how do you actually stop something like that?
The only thing they could have done, really, was formed a ring around Buddy with security guards.
But even that...
That's only a stopgap.
Yeah.
You're not going to...
So logistically, as he's coming in for the kick, you've got what you'd need 20 plus people ready to sprint and be first around him.
You could have, I think you could do it with eight. But at least forming just a small ring around him.
Yeah,
that's all you need, just to protect him, really.
Yeah,
but thank God no one got crushed. Like, in all the way it was. I was thinking as I was watching it, like, you go from, wow, this is amazing. And then going, I watched the Hillsborough doco, and I'm not comparing in any way Hillsborough to this. That was 96 people died. But it was the way at Hillsborough, there were images of the wave of people moving, and it was unstoppable. Mm. Now, with Hillsborough, there was a fence, and that was what caused the catastrophe. But again, at moments, there were waves where no one could stop it. So if someone had tripped they're in... Actual,
it felt in proper trouble. It looked a bit uncomfortable, but it was scenes we'll never ever see before. I will say this: what they did well, the AFL. I'd be driving the car and I'd be seeing signboards 2 months out promoting Buddy Franklin's 1,000th goal.
Brilliantly done.
Billy Slater's the second highest try scorer in the history of the game.
Yeah,
Cameron Smith recently became
a point scorer,
top point scorer. They do it very well. The AFL.
They do it. Yeah, so look, they got 36,000 at the SCG. That's a big crowd. They tried to make the first game, you know, they tried to bump up the numbers for GWS. So they took it to ANZ or whatever, a core. Only got 25, free membership for Swans fans. So they were doing everything to just bump up the crowds and get some good publicity. But it was a great, fantastic, loved the scenes, just a little over the top. But
for context.
We're not going to have to worry about that again for a while anyway.
Well, it won't happen again. Brett Morris, he's the fourth highest try scorer in the history of the game. So what Brett Morris has achieved.
No one would know that, by the way.
Hey?
No one would know that.
No, that's what I'm saying. But Brett Morris, who retired last year, he finishes ahead of where Buddy is, right? So what he's achieved contextually...
Because Buddy's sixth, he'll probably finish sixth, fifth, maybe fourth.
So in the history of the games, Brett Morris, that's my point. They do it very, very well.
Well, 1,000 is just a number. It actually, contextually, still 300 behind Lockett.
That's right.
But they're the best at it. They're the best in this country at promotion. They're the best.
Yeah.
You know, people are going, no. What is it about AFL people? AFL fans, they go nuts when the Americans acknowledge that Pat McAfee, who doesn't even know... I love Pat McAfee, but he doesn't know how much a goal is worth. I mean, how big an AFL fan is he when he thinks it's 3 points and he's not sure if it goes through the other sticks if it's a point?
Oh, that was gold.
So how big a fan can he possibly be? Yeah. But you can't listen to McAfee for 5 minutes and not get caught up in his enthusiasm. He's
great.
Fabulous and he's part of the wrestling now. I love the bloke.
Speaking of points...
But the Melbourne... It's a Melbourne thing, Joel.
Yeah.
It's small man syndrome, right? It's little... It's this inferiority complex. Oh, the Americans... Americans like us.
Yeah.
The Americans, they've got these delusions of grandeur that this game is going to take off around the world.
Yeah.
This is the difference between AFL and rugby league. We know we're two states in the East Coast, north of England, Pacific Islands, Papua New Guinea, and we're happy.
Yeah.
We'll take that. We'll plant our flag on those hills, and we're happy with that. But this idea that we're going to take off in America, and let's take games to China and New Zealand and South Africa, no one cares.
Nah. Hey, just on the idea of points, ideas committee. So just, what do we call
it? Might be angry today.
No, that's fine. So where do you stand on the draw versus golden point?
I'm comfortable with golden point.
Yes.
I'm comfortable with
it. But a lot of people love the draw as well. So what do you think about the whole idea of just making it 3 points a game? So therefore, every game's up for the grabs for 3 points.
I've always said this.
Golden point, we get a point each. 2-1. We're playing for the extra point.
Fine. I'm very comfortable with that.
Because I feel like Melbourne Storm, who did a bit of OT the other day, they're entitled to more than the team who just got beat.
Well, the game is an 80-minute game, yeah, and they earned a draw. I like
that. And at the end of the year, on the ladder, well, Parramatta are better off having picked up the two. Melbourne are better off having picked up the one. It's an easy fix.
No, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that very much. We've already had two gold. You know, we only had 3 golden point games all last year. We've already had 2.
Yeah. Because if there's fewer points, you have to be more likely to be heading to that
very good
to
point.
A draw.
Very good point. Yeah. All right. I think we've exhausted our non-tipping topic, so let's get to the tips right after this. Get them on side.
Your Majesty.
Speak.
Poor Hammy.
The new pyramid?
Yes.
It fell over again. And your same game multi?
Too late, I'm sure.
No.
Got up?
No.
You little ripper!
He'll take it as jest anyway.
Okay.
It looks as jest anyway.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet's same game multi. Combine all your favourite markets in the one bet and get bigger odds. Same game multi from Sportsbet.
Just got a text from Sean. Uber Eats has arrived. Coffee is hot.
Right.
And the eggs are fresh. So that's great.
Good on you, Shawnee.
That's it. So, you know, no internet in Erskineville.
I'm worried about his tips this week, Dan. You know why?
Right.
Because we've all done it as punters. You get to the stage where you've seen him like beach balls, which he has,
and you feel like grandiose. It's
too easy. Well, you feel like it's too easy, don't you?
Okay.
And that's when you trip over.
Let's start. Titans, Tigers, Seabus. Thursday night, Titans. Geez, they you almost saw that coming when Canberra got the first try, or the second try. Hang on, at 22-10, I felt like Canberra, not the favourites, certainly not, but a red hot chance here. Titans are a mentally weak team.
Yeah.
And they've been that way under the Holbrook. I don't know, I'm not saying that's his fault, but they're great when the going's good. But when the going's bad, they're awful.
They talk about in the NFL about attacking coaches and defensive coaches. He's definitely an attacking coach. Mm. That's where he leans, and that's fair enough. But they love the shootouts, don't they?
$1.31 against the Tigers, $3.50. Yeah, that's skinny to me. Now, Herman Esse had COVID, and I may have made an investment about 3 or 4 days ago thinking it might spread through the team, but we haven't heard anything yet. So
he took
out
the early Tigers price.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Not the 350. I'm not ready to take that leap of
the
faith.
Line.
But 10.5, Joel, that seems a little steep.
Yeah, I think the last few times they've played too, it's sort of been a bit of a grinding sort of game. So 10.5 is a big start when you're a team who they do love a shootout. They don't like putting teams away. Saying that, last year they were flat track bullies in many ways. They pumped a few of the lesser teams.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going the Tigers. Sean's also going to the Tigers.
Oh, no.
And the form line, you could argue that, you know, the Titans wobbled past the Warriors. Tigers should have pumped the Warriors. So just on that alone, I'll go the Tigers. At the start.
It's a three-way go. Now, I don't think our record's particularly good with three-way goes. So Tigers for me, too. Yes, at the line, I certainly wouldn't be backing the
Tigers.
Have
you got a bet in the game?
Well, Tigers at the start.
Yeah, I'd be betting on that too.
Yeah, Tigers at
That's
the start.
A bet.
I don't know what the weather's going to do in Queensland. God, I was going to be in Queensland on Sunday. It was 28 degrees. Oh. It was sunny. Sunday Arvo footy.
Yeah.
They don't do enough of it up there. Let's go to our good Friday 6 p.m. game. Very good game. Cronulla, Newcastle. A tricky line, Joel Kane.
$1.50 now to make the eight, the Sharks. So we were sort of pushing them big time preseason. That they have to be in the finals, don't they, Dan?
Oh, I'm very comfortable with my top four bet. Yeah. Now, I don't know if they'll make the top four. I'm not that convinced, but I certainly think they're going to give me a run for
my money.
That's
their conversation now, isn't it? Top four, which wasn't at the start of the year.
I think that the I can see this with Fitzgibbon. They're going to be very efficient against the poor sides.
Yeah.
Now, you've got to be efficient against the bad sides, and you've got to get enough wins against the good sides. Well, I've already got one over Parramatta. So I can just pick off three or four of those over the course of a year. That might be enough for them to make the finals. But this is a type of game they need to win if they're going to make four.
Yeah, Shawnee's on the Knights. The Knights have won the last four against the Sharks, not at Shark Park. So I'm going to go the Sharks purely because, Dan, that first half of the year against Canberra, sloppy. They were very, very sloppy. They had no ball. But since then, they've had five halves of football, basically a try a half. So squeaky, squeaky clean with the defence. I like Talakai coming into the centres. Mulitalo is a big in for the Sharks. He's back into the side. Teague Wilton is a big in for the Sharks as well. He's a gun. So for me, I'll take the Sharkies.
I think Newcastle are a bit better than the Dragons at the moment. Dragons had a bad night. Here's the problem with the Dragons, and why that score may have blown out more than it should have, is in the rain, firstly, the ball runners, the men at the back, Sloan, doesn't make metres out of the back.
No.
Ramsey doesn't make metres out of the back. So you,
asterisk in the wet.
And that, and then I was about to say, you put rain into the mix,
yeah,
makes it so much harder. So I thought it was a bloated, a totally deserved 36-12 win. But I'm not ready to say that there was a 24-point difference between Cronulla and St. George. The conditions help Cronulla more than as well as hindered the Dragons.
But this is where you need to be agile. So in the rain, right, so straight away you saw that Sloan and Ramsey were shot ducks at the back of the field, right? They just weren't getting out.
No.
I would have been tempted to put Lomax to fullback just to have a bigger body carting the ball back.
I think, haven't we ascertained, Joel, you can have one of those players that doesn't make you move. Of the back three, two of them have to make you big metres.
Yeah.
You can get away with Charlie Staines at Penrith because you've got To'o and you've got Dylan Edwards.
That's right.
You can't get away with only having 1 metre eater.
I agree with that.
So,
and they kick the Ravalawa, they catch him, and
genius.
Then you've got none.
Genius.
Yeah, totally
intelligent
agree.
Coaching. But Newcastle has shown they've got some ticker. Even last week they showed they have ticker.
What do you think?
Ponga is back. I'm taking Newcastle with the points. I think Cronulla will snow. I think it's a tight game.
Yep.
But I think Newcastle might keep this very close. It's a very tempting line. Yes, it's a very interesting 6.5 makes it quite. If it was 5.5, I'd go Cronulla.
Okay.
But just that extra little bit of insurance goes Newcastle to me. Let's go to Friday Night Football and the return of Nathan Cleary. It's Penrith and South. Grand Final rematch. Now, the 17 that they've named Penrith, only 8 Grand Final players. Now, in saying that, Martin, jersey 19, Fisher-Harris, jersey, I think, 24. So it could be 10 players by the time we're done. The line, as we go to air, and I think this might change a little, is 7.5.
Ooh.
Actually, I'm not sure it's going to change that much. 7.5. South showed they've still got plenty with a thumping win over the Roosters. How are they going to go against a Penrith side they have typically at least matched up and competed with in most of their recent matches? There was one hiding, but most of their other matches have been pretty competitive.
Mm. I went through the grand final rematches for the first time they'd met post-grand final. So last year, Penrith snuck home to the Melbourne Storm. Year prior, there was a one-point game. It was the Roosters taking on the Storm.
Yes.
And a year prior to that, it was the Raiders and the Roosters, a four-point game. So they are tight, the grand final rematches. 7.5. It's a big start.
Too much.
It's a big start. I'll go with South Sydney, Dan. Sean's going South as well.
My fear is it's going to be 20,000, and they might just run away with it, Penrith. Don't forget, no, they've done this without Cleary. They're 3-0 without Cleary. I'll put this asterisk. I'm tipping South here because I don't think Fisher-Harris is going to play. But if Fisher-Harris plays, I think they cover.
Just consider this, though. Cover. St. George, did you see the St. George-Penrith game? Do you think the St.
Bits
George should have beaten them?
Yes.
Yes, and then you think about, I thought the Knights had them last week until, so I just...
Yeah, but they're in that mode, Penrith.
Yeah.
I think they're in that mode where they're only going to get up for the games they actually have to.
Yeah,
and this is a game
right.
They're going to get up for. They're at home. Something we haven't talked about, they've won 18 in a row at home. Yeah. Now, it's over 3 years because of COVID, but it's still 18 in a row. Yeah. It's a damn impressive record.
It is, but it's a damn big start.
Oh, what a great thing. Someone told me over the weekend, there is a chance. Here we go, Penrith fans. I might have some breaking news here. Well, I don't know. But they're going to shut the stadium down this year and go to Bankwest while the new stadium gets built. They are trying to build that stadium somewhere else, either the trotting track.
Right.
Or the car, the big park on Mulgoa Road just next to the where they practice, where they...
Why so?
So, you build the stadium. While you're building the stadium, you stay home for a couple of years.
Right.
So, you keep the, you keep the original joint open.
Yes.
Then, once new stadium
that's
is built...
That's not a bad idea.
I think it's a great idea, yeah. And it's one of the few places where you could do it. I don't know if there's enough space there with that park Mulgoa Road. I think there might be. You could put a state. Look, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
as you drive past the Leagues Club, you've got that big parkland.
Yep.
So.
Wow.
We'll see. We'll see. That's not the plan at the moment, but I know people are pushing to do local council. People are pushing because they don't want to lose the club from their area for the next couple of weeks.
No. Wow.
But anyway. And feel free to use that today for half an hour. Melbourne, feel free to use it.
Yeah, okay, all right, play on.
Okay. I don't know if there's anything in it. Someone told me. I don't know if they're in the know. They might have just
been...
We'll
have to get Stuart Ayres on.
They might have been just fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to... I can't get Stuart Ayres on. I don't think Stuart Ayres likes me. I've taken too many shots at that indulgence, that $870 million indulgence over there that looks great. $870 million. let's
Gee,
go...
that's a lot of money, isn't it?
Ridiculous. What's our next game?
Warriors and the Broncos.
Well. Warriors and the Broncos. Now, this was one of the first games, Joel. Now, I'm very disappointed the line went into 3.5. I'm very confident about the Warriors here. From what I saw from the Broncos, don't have it at the moment. And I think this is precisely the game the Warriors will get up for.
At Redcliffe, where they've been training.
Yeah. But I think, you know... This is an interesting test. If they don't sell Redcliffe, it's a Saturday 3 p.m., so it's a bad time slot. But, gee, it's concerning if they don't fill every seat for a Broncos game.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they won't, but I like this at 4.5. I'm not as confident, but we saw last year's Broncos on Sunday. I'm a bit worried about them.
So what's their form line? They've beaten Canterbury.
Yes, by 6, but only scoring 16, and beat a pretty awful South.
South.
11-4.
Round 1.
In round 1.
Yeah.
No, who was missing? South had players missing, didn't they? Well, Latrell wasn't there. So I think we've just overanalyzed.
Well, this is the
Brisbane
big one. This is the worst in the competition as far as, and this is why I'm tipping the Warriors as well, as is Sean, by the way.
Oh, no,
they've had 6 line breaks for the whole year so far, Broncos. 6 line breaks.
Yeah, they're pretty pedestrian.
That's a real concern. 6 line breaks. So for that, I can't be a team who's had 6 line breaks to a game for 3 games giving a start. And as much as the Warriors, wow, it probably helps the Warriors. They got a win last week, and they were so poor.
Mm.
They were so poor. So I'll take the start.
Okay. I'm just looking for the teams here, but we're all on the same page. Manly, Canberra, Mudgee. I'm going out to this game. This is an interesting game. Manly, 6.5, but Canberra have matched up pretty well against them in recent times. Turbo didn't play either game against Canberra last year. Take that into account. Canberra thumped them at Brookvale, and Manly snuck home by a point at Suncorp late in the year. Manly, no tries on their right side. 6 tries... On their... Oh, sorry. No tries on... They've scored 6 tries on their left.
Manly have scored?
Yes. No tries on their right, the Jason Saab side.
Okay.
Take that into account when you're punting. In fact, no, they've conceded. Sorry. They've conceded 6 tries on their right. Canberra have scored 6 tries on their left.
Oh, okay.
Take that into consideration. Matthew Tomoko.
He looked good, didn't he, Tomoko?
He's a gun.
Yeah.
He's a dynamo. He's a powerhouse.
Yeah. Nice little combo too. Whiten's going for him. Whiten's looking for him. It was nice.
Whiten's having a good year.
Yeah.
Whiten could win the Dally M.
Yeah. What about Yo? Yo's got the perfect...
3 from 3.
So Cleary can't catch Yo. He can't catch his stable mate, can he?
Oh, that's a big call.
But he's going to accumulate, yo, isn't he? If they go on a winning spree, he's just going to accumulate. I don't think Cleary can catch a 9-point
Cleary
start.
Cleary scores in threes. Yo now will be back to the relegated twos. To twos and ones.
Mm. Nine's a big start.
Probably. And you know, Cleary will probably be rested a bit during the origin, as will Yo, but you might be right. The line here is 6.5. Again, tasty. Mudgy, 36-0 Manly, thumped the Gold Coast last year. So they like the venue. That really kick-started the year, actually. Where are you going here? This one troubled me, this game.
I just feel like it feels flip of the coin, head-to-head.
Mm.
So I've got to take the start, Canberra. Shawnee's with me.
I want Canberra as well. This is.
Does it feel flip of the coin game?
I don't think Manly deserves to be 6.5-point favourites against anyone.
Played 100 times, how many times would you tip Manly?
Well, hang on, to win or against
win,
the line?
To win.
Oh,
played 100 times.
70?
70.
100 times?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're better than... I think they're better... We're at their best than Canberra at their best, but Manly's nowhere near their best.
Mm.
They weren't very good at all against Canterbury from the bits I saw. They made 20 errors. Now, I get it, it rained. They're just off the pace.
Yeah.
So, I think they can beat Canberra. I would tip... If a tipping comp came knocking, I'd tip Manly. But I'm taking Canberra with 6.5. You're tipping Canberra to win.
No. I'd flip a coin to see who I tip. I think it's that split. So, I have to take the start.
Okay. North Queensland Sydney Roosters, the Saturday night game. Cowboys, defensive juggernaut. Yeah. Four tries they've conceded, and they've scored five on their left and only one on their right. When I say right, I mean extreme right. Nanai in that pocket there. Just put up kicks for him. Roosters 2-0 at Townsville Stadium. And they've won their last three against the Cowboys by big margins. 6.5 again is the line. They'll get a big crowd for this. It'll be the biggest crowd in Townsville for a while for a Cowboys game.
No Trent Robinson with the COVID. Is that a factor for you?
No. Not for Rob. It was a factor for Craig Fitzgibbon.
Yep.
First game, new team. That Roosters side know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay, before I tip here... If Melbourne and Penrith are the top two, would you say they're the top two seeds clearly at this point?
No. I would say Penrith, Melbourne, Parramatta.
Well, you've answered that. I was going to ask, who's the third seed?
I think they're three. They're a group of three. I think Parramatta has elevated themselves to the upper tier.
So where are the Roosters in this conversation?
Second tier. I still think second tier.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were terrible against South.
Yeah.
And they're starting to look a bit skinny, a little old. Forward pack, touch toothless.
Well,
it's round three. It's round three. Give him time.
Yeah, I'll give him time. Right. The Cowboys' four tries they've conceded that you've mentioned, if you break them down, it was a soft try. Harawira and Naira, they had three or four around him and he puts the ball down.
Mm.
There was a try against Canterbury they tipped it on, the real quick tip on, and they scored just in the corner. The two tries last week, it was a penalty try, which I didn't think it was a try. How did you guys call that
try? Oh, penalty try.
Was it?
Every day of the week.
The second kick, wasn't he offside?
Oh, I thought, yes. Yeah, definitely offside.
Yeah.
But once it got to that point, once he's dragged back, you've got to give him a penalty try.
Yeah. So the Harawira and Naira try, the tap on for Canterbury, the penalty try, and then the last try of the match, it was the most rudest bounce, which hits up for Herbie Farmworth, and they score towards the death. They're the only four tries they've conceded, Dan.
Mm.
So they're at home, big crowd.
Haven't played anyone yet.
No, that's fair. I still want to be on the Cowboys.
Okay, I'm on the Roosters. I think they could do a number here. I think we might see...
Sean's on the Roosters too.
This is the first game I think the Cowboys have been against serious opposition. And even if the Roosters aren't as good as they used to be, they're better than the three teams the Cowboys have come up against so far.
Fair enough.
And Tedesco will not have two bad games in a row. What'd you put that down to, that shocker he had on Friday?
Well, I just said there's a bit of a Tedesco watch this year because he's been churning out so much meters, etc., for the last few years. He's not a robot. That's why I think the Payne Huss $1 million a year for a long term is ridiculous chat. People who rely on their physicality, long-term signings, as we've seen with Taumalolo, it is a big concern.
I just thought Tedesco had the... We're getting thumped in the forwards. I have to do something. I mean, stuff he was doing out of his 20 was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I think that was a guy that panicked a little, unusually, thinking, well, shit, I'm going to have to do something miraculous here.
Yeah.
Because if some of those things stuck, they would have come off. But that's the point. That's not what they normally do.
Are you into the Walker Keary combo, or your jury's out?
Oh, I think so far so good. In that, who do they beat in round two?
Manly.
Again, you know, weakened opposition because Manly are off the pace. But I thought, okay so far.
They need a nine, don't they? They miss the nine.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That is the whole point. I mean, is there anyone out there they could get? I mean, Verrills comes back soon. But you put Brandon Smith in that team right now.
Yeah.
It's up a tier.
That's right.
Because they've got the one, they've got the six, the seven, the nine.
Yep.
And you're, you know, that's the key. The forward pack isn't being helped by the fact they're not getting the right service. I mean, the Hutchison thing worked first week, didn't work the second week. Let's go to Melbourne, Canterbury. Amy Park.
Oh.
Sunday afternoon. What was that reaction? $1.24, $1.50.
Tough game.
Yeah, I think so too. I think 13.5 is a bit disrespectful to Canterbury, frankly. But Canterbury haven't shown us all that much, really, I don't think. Big game for Josh Adokar. They've won three of their last four at Amy. You're going to see that stat, but just take into account their last win was 2016. Mm. They don't play there often. They have let six tries in on their right. Excuse me. The man we don't speak of correct in his assertion that Ockenball wouldn't be in the team. Yeah. So they have perhaps fixed that hole. It's what's the flex seal? They flex sealed that side.
Yeah.
Phil from Flex Seal just put the big black tape on the Canterbury right side defence. Melbourne's won their last six against Canterbury, but this is obviously a much better Canterbury team. You know, Melbourne's made 21 line breaks, most in the NRL. So their attack is as deadly
as
ever.
That's right.
13.5, a lot of start. And I'm tempted to stick with Canterbury.
Really?
I'm sticking with them to hold. I think this will be. I think they'll hang with them for a while. And Melbourne will be untroubled in the game, but it'll be a tightish margin.
Sport loves stories. You could see the Fox getting his first try for Canterbury against the Storm, couldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Plays out.
Love
like
it
that.
To be a, you know, length of the field job. Yeah.
I just want to be with the class of the Melbourne Storm. Shawnee loves his Bulldogs. He overtips the Bulldogs, doesn't he? Don't you think?
A bit like you and the Tigers.
Do I overtip the Tigers?
Oh, you used to. I think you've given up on them.
Yeah.
I think you've given up on them now. I think they've hurt you too many times.
Which I have tipped this week. Look, I'll go the Storm. I just Pappenhausen. Pappenhausen's back to his best. 8 tries in his last 6 games. He's missed out once. He keeps scoring.
God, he's a damn good player.
He's a great player. You know when he scored the match winner, Dan, if you see the replay? I love fullbacks who do this. They shifted it. He got himself 5 metres in front of the ball just in case there was a break.
Yeah.
And as soon as there was a break, thank you, match winner. Oh, we thought it was a match winner.
Yeah. No, I'll stick with Canterbury. You talked me into Newcastle last week. I'm not letting you do that
again.
That
was the right tip, though. It was the right tip. We're just terribly unlucky.
My sports bet account after those 3 games had 0-0-0. The final game. This is a good game. Parramatta St. George Illawarra. The Dragons have a great record at Bankwest or Combank. They embarrassed the Eels. Was it last year or the year before? I think last year.
Yeah.
Embarrassed them. 26-12. Beat them the year before as well. That was during an origin period. I think that was Paul McGregor's last game. Either way, they're getting a lot of start here. 9.5. There'll be 20,000 there. Hopefully the weather holds up. I know the Dragons were exposed against Cronulla. And if it rains, yes, you have to take that into consideration. I like the Dragons here to bounce back. I know. I think Parramatta's a gun team. I think they are very much in the picture for grand final. But that's a big letdown after Melbourne.
Yeah.
That's a big win. That's a big... What they did to win the game and then virtually have to win it again down there against the Storm, unbelievable win.
Goes one or two ways, doesn't it? They kick right on from it. Or they fall flat. I'm going Parramatta, Dan, but it's possible. And Sean's going the Dragons, so he's with you. But maybe the hardest game of the week.
This could be a Mark Woodford situation. Mark Philippoussis came out and blasted Pete Sampras as an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Served him off the court. Next game, played Mark Woodford. Lost 6-2, 6-2, 6-2.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, so I'm just thinking Parramatta. I think they'll win.
Yeah.
But let down. Keep it close. I've gone for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I've gone 6, 7 teams with start.
Well, Shawnee's, though, loaded up on the start as well. So I think we mostly have. There
All right. Let's go, best bets. All right, here we go. We were so close last week. I think we have worked out the formula to get a nice... It was a $10 multi.
Yep.
Okay, we were unlucky with Newcastle, but I like that. I like that formula. We weren't having to thread too many needles. Joel Kane, you kick us off.
I need a kill, Dan. I'd love to go Matty Feagall because against Parramatta, their right edge, the left winger has scored two each week. Sammy scored two. Mulitalo scored. They moved Tracy there. He scored. And then last week, Nick Meaney scored two. So I'd love to go Matty Feagall, but I need a kill, and I think it's a flip of the coin game. I'll take the Raiders with the start.
I'm so surprised you didn't take Xavier. Yeah, coach first, anytime try scorer. Just you need to get off the mark. Yeah. I was thinking you're just going to flick one to mid wicket and run this just to it. Get a single.
This is
but, it. Okay, I respect that. You've gone with a 50-50 bet with the Raiders at 6.5. That game, of course, in Mudgee.
Shawnee's gone. The Knights. He's got the Knights for the start, Shawnee. So as far as his bet's concerned, Ponga back.
I wouldn't be best bet. Honestly, the man we don't speak of is not here to defend himself. Yeah. But
I told you, though. I said to the punters, be wary, because when you run into a cocky punter, which he's become,
yeah.
This is when you slip. So I'd be very careful this week.
I like that. I like Newcastle plus 6.5, but I wouldn't be best betting that.
No way.
That is, you're taking a leap of faith. But all right,
he's three for three. The man he's who got we don't speak of. Yeah, so we got to.
Is he honestly going to go for? Well, honestly, it's a hot hand. It's the hot hand theory. How long can he keep it going for? By the way, the Lakers thing actually starts to get good in episode 4.
Does it? Winning time. Yeah.
Right, but I'll tell you,
where the hell did that come from?
It's a slow.
How did that just find its way into your brain?
What we're talking about, the hot hand. I was thinking about basketball. Right. But what I'm thinking of is I've been very disappointed with episodes 2 and 3. I'm just sick of Adam McKay showing off and showing us what a thinking man's filmmaker he is.
Right.
But end of episode 4, it starts to ramp
Beautiful.
Up.
Beautiful.
A lot of nudity in episode 4, so if you're into that, you'll like the whole thing. But I'm just saying the story gets really good. I like the Dragons. I'm very comfortable having been the anchor leg.
Wow.
9.5. I think they can beat Parramatta. I don't think they will. I see letdown for Parramatta, as we talked about earlier. That's a great Sunday night game.
Two of our bets were taken on two very good teams. We're taken on the Sharks, yes. And we're taken on Parra.
By the way,
at their home grounds.
Again, Sunday night proves again it is a winner. That was a dog of a game on Sunday night, and it was the second highest rating game of the weekend for Fox.
Betting interest wise too. The punters love it.
The 2 o'clock game is a myth, right? The crowds aren't that good anyway.
The Sunday 2 o'clock game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
The Sunday 6:30, but it's got to be a decent.
Why
game.
Are we doing that now, though?
Summer. They don't like putting that. They like taking games away from. Daytime during the summer months.
Right.
And I think Fox made sure it's part of their agreement that they get a certain amount of them now, but it suits the NRL.
Gotcha.
So I think we go back to regular Sunday football after this week or next week. It's pretty close. We've got some big weekends coming up. We've got Anzac Day. We've got Easter.
Yeah, Magic Round will be here before you know it.
I know. So that's it. That is it. For two blokes, we did pretty well. I mean... I'd say two's enough. Two's enough. And remember when the man we don't speak of knifed Jamie Soud and he said three's better than four? I'd say two's better than three. I'd say two's better than three, but as Joel Kane says...
Yeah, look, take a sec before you bet. Set up a deposit limit. Now, I've had this myself for about 4 years. It's the best tip you can get in the game. So take a sec before you bet. Set up a deposit limit. And most importantly, gamble responsibly.
Hopefully we're here next week, unless we take a Co-Vicky. We'll be right back.